بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية.
حسين حسين King of Martyrs. حسين حسين has been slaughtered. حسين حسين true believer. Hussain, Hussain, for his people.
Labbaik ya Hussain.
Labbaik ya Hussain.
Labbaik ya Hussain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. السلام عليكم to our friends at home. May Allah bless you, your family and your community. Welcome to the last episode of Rise With Us, a program sponsored by Al-Kisa Foundation, Rise Academy, and Sabah Islamic Center. It was just like yesterday when we were preparing the first episode of Rise With Us. And here we are on the last day of the month of Safar, making the last episode. Let's begin this episode with taking our hearts to Karbala and saying salam to the Master of Martyrs.
السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. I lie, ya Mawlai, run to me before I die. Here I lie, ya Mawlai, run to me before I die. Oh my uncle, there's my blood, let me see you one last time. As I'm leaving, going further, I'm seeing your murder. As I'm leaving, going further, I'm seeing your murder. I'm a martyr sliced for you, to be sacrificed for you. I'm a martyr sliced for you, to be sacrificed for you. There will be pains for you when no one remains for you, when no one remains for you.
I'm the Elbrus 5642 and I've come here for the mission of Imam Hussain. So I'm going to say Narae Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Narae Risalat, Ya Rasulullah, Narae Haidri, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Hey, Heyder. And of course, Labbaik Ya Hussein, Labbaik Ya Hussein, Labbaik Ya Hussein, Ya Sahib Zaman, Adrikni, Alatolikni. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
It has been 60 days that we have been commemorating the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Muharram and Safar. But as Safar comes to an end, we commemorate the departure of the Holy Prophet of Islam, the Shahadat of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, and the Shahadat of Imam Rizal. Especially on this day, the last day of the month of Safar, we remember Imam Rizal. This episode is dedicated to our beloved 8th Imam. Let's take our hearts to Mashhad, to the shrine of Imam Rizal, and say salam to him. Assalamu alaik, Ya Ali ibn Musa al-Raza al-Murtaza.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Raza al-Murtaza. الإمام التغي النقي وحجتك على من فوق الأرض ومن تحت الثرى والصديق الشهيد صلاة كثيرة تامة زاكية متواصلة متواترة مترادفة كأفضل ما صليت على أحد من أوليائك.
The sunshine of Iran, the king of Khorasan, you are the eighth Imam, Reza Jan, Reza Jan. The sunshine of Iran, the king of Khorasan, you are the eighth Imam, Reza Jan, 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 Tarib al-Quraba, Mu'in al-Zu'afa, علي بن موسى رزا جان رزا جان قريب القرابة معين الزعفة علي بن موسى رزا جان رزا جان
رزا جان رزا جان رزا جان رزا جان رزا جان رزا جان رزا جان رزا جان
تو سلطان خوبان
شاه
خراسان امام مهربان رضا جان
رضا جان تو سلطان
خوبان تو شاه خراسان امام مهربان رضا جان رضا جان رضا جان رضا جان
رضا جان رضا جان رضا جان رضا جان رضا جان رضا جان.
When I went to Imam Rizal, I remember that they gave me gifts and some candy. I really want to go back to Imam Rizal.
I went to the grave of Imam Rizal and I made a new friend.
Well, when I went to the shrine of Imam Rizal, I remember seeing the shrine, the city around it, and he made some new friends there.
I remember all like the lights that were so shiny on the roof and all the shiny objects on the walls and the rugs and the like halls where you get to pray in. And the outside of the shrine was like really shiny. And it was really like beautiful at night.
Okay, one time when we went to the shrine of Imam Reza, we were invited to go eat food. And then it was a really magical experience because there's a bunch of people over there and like making food for us and stuff, and we saw the food being made and stuff. And it was a really magical experience.
I had a memory from Imam Reza's shrine when my dad took me and I threw money and something, and like I drank water in places.
Assalamu alaikum. In Islam, there are etiquettes and adab for everything that we do. For example, there are special etiquettes on visiting the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt. Let's go to the shrine of Imam Reza and learn these etiquettes together.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Once again, dear brothers and sisters, jamian salamu alaikum. So we talked briefly about the importance of ziyarah, especially the ziyarah of Imam al-Ma'soom, an infallible imam, such as our eight beloved imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza alayhi salatu wassalam. So once we talked about the importance of ziyarah, now the second question that actually follows that is, how should we actually perform a ziyarah? In other words, what are some of the etiquettes, or in Arabic, some of the adab of ziyarah? If I want to do a pilgrimage of Imam, should I just go in any clothes that I find, in any like, you know, circumstances and in any like conditions that I am in, or should I make some adjustments? The answer to this one is, when we talk about the etiquettes of ziyarat or pilgrimage, there we can divide them to two categories. One category refers back to our appearance, our physical appearance. For example, we say when you want to go to ziyarat, it is highly recommended for you to actually perform a ghusl of ziyarat, which is the wash of ziyarat before you actually step out from your hotel, from your house, from whatever you're staying, and when you want to go towards the ziyarat. Number two is to have, you know, perform ablution or wudu. Number three is to make the intention of the ziyarat right from the beginning. Don't wait until you actually reach the holy shrine and then make the intention. No, make the intention beforehand before you actually start walking towards the holy shrine. Number four is that when you are about to start walking towards the holy shrine, make sure you go in a sense of humility and make sure that you, like, you know, you recognize that to who you are actually walking or taking steps towards. Number five is, as you get closer and closer to the holy shrine, make sure you don't pay attention to the stores or to the people and put all of your focus and attention on the Imam al-Ma'soom. As you're about to enter the holy shrine, there are these, you know, plate cards which has been installed on every entrance of the holy shrine, in which we have this ziyarat, which in a way it is a permission of entering the holy shrine, or we call it the Izn of Dukhul. So you can recite that one, in which is a very interesting concept as well. In that one, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the blessing to have a good ziyarat, have a ziyarat with ma'rifah, have a ziyarat with a true knowledge of the Imam or the infallible Imam. Once you've done that, once you enter the holy shrine, it is highly recommended to recite some of the ziyarat or some of the supplications that you may find, for example, in the blue book, or you may find in your Mafatih al-Janan, in the application that you have on your cell phone. You may find a variety of them according to your own capabilities and your, like, you know, your matter of tolerance. You can pick one and recite it at the holy shrine. Another thing to do is to offer 2 rak'at of the ziyarat, just like the morning prayer, but the intention is the prayer of ziyarat. And then last but not least is to recite the Quran. You know, one of the best places to actually recite the Holy Quran is at the Holy Shrine of the Ma'sumin. Is that all? We say there is one more thing. What is that? Is when you want to actually exit the Holy Shrine. Do we just say bye and take off? We say no. We have this specific supplication when we're about to exit from the Holy Shrine, which we call it Ziyarat al-Wada, which means a farewell pilgrimage. In a way, you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to place this time of your Ziyarat, the last time, for you visiting the Imam al-Ma'soom. And you're asking him to extend your life and give you the blessings to come back to the Holy Shrine and have this visit one more time. So this is what refers to the physical like appearance of the etiquettes of the ziyarah. What about the inner aspect of it? Do we have to do anything? We say yes. Remember I talked about being humble as we walk towards the holy shrine? Well, that's the whole concept of the ziyarat, right? As we go out from our hotel, our room, our like the house that we're staying, as we walk towards the holy shrine, we constantly have to think within ourselves that who are we going to meet? We are going to meet an infallible imam. What does infallible imam mean? And what role does he play in our life? In a simple sense, you can say, we try to make that connection with the heart of the imam to make sure that we are good followers of the imam. So I hope that all of you guys will have the chance and the blessings to actually offer the ziyarat of all of the ma'sumin, including our eight beloved imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa Raza, alayhi salatu wassalam. This is Sheikh Hassan and from Rise Academy. I hope you guys all have a grateful and wonderful week, and inshallah, keep us in your prayers as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
نعم وقفت ببابك وقفة عبيد وريد جوابك جنة عدن عطرها ترابك جنة عدن عطرها ترابك أنا اللي ذيك كبرت بخيرك صعب إذا أروح لغيرك ضايع أنا وردت تبصيرك ضايع أنا وردت تبصيرك بدموعي زرت ديرة هواك غير انت الرضا ورايد رضاك ما يقبل نبض قلبي بسواك علي موسى الرضا علي موسى الرضا علي موسى الرضا علي موسى الرضا.
So in these episodes, we talked about how you can spread the message of Karbala and Imam Hussein. You can hold majalis at your home, in your school, in your community. You can help your Islamic center. Or you can make videos about Imam Hussein and post them online, like our good friend Hassan Askari from Houston, who made the awesome videos for the Ashra. And today we're going to watch parts of the episode he made for Arba'in. Remember, all of us are ambassadors of Imam Hussein. Now, if you want to be an ambassador of Imam Hussein, you have to learn more about Imam Hussein and increase your ma'rifat. One of the good ways to do that is to read books about Ahlul Bayt. Now, Qissa Kids has published a lot of books about Ahlul Bayt. For example, this book has great stories about the members of Ahlul Qissa. Or the Blessed Name series has a lot of stories about the 14 Ma'sumin. Or the series called The Heavenly Children have a lot of interesting stories about Ahlul Bayt. And I hope that you have read these books. There are books such as The Name Chronicles. This is a new book by Qissa Kids. And I strongly recommend that you read this book because it has a lot of good information about the life of the members of the Ahlul Bayt. For our little friends, there are books like this that you can read with short stories to increase your ma'rifat in Ahlul Bayt. Qissa Kids even has books like The 40 Ahadith that you can learn about the teachings, the Ahadith that comes from Ahlul Bayt. And inshallah, after you increase your ma'rifat and you learn more about the members of Ahlul Bayt, you can spread their message to the people around you in your community. Now, one of the ways that you can spread the message of Ahlul Bayt is through artwork. This year, RISE Academy students at the United States of America and students at Belfield College in Australia had a joint Arba'in art competition. Now we're going to watch a video of the beautiful artwork that students in the United States and in Australia have submitted for the Arba'in art competition.
And pray that we can also go to Imam Hussein's Ziyarat on the next Arba'in. But what we would really like is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow Imam Mahdi ajlahu ta'ala farajak to return and we can go on the Ziyarat of Imam Hussein with our 12th Imam leading us, the Zawar Imam Hussein from Najaf to Karbala. This will be the ultimate ziyarat, the best ziyarat, the most perfect ziyarat without Imam Hussein alayhi salam's great grandson leading us, the Zawar and the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt from Najaf to Karbala. Labbaik ya Hussein, labbaik ya Hussein, labbaik ya Mahdi, labbaik ya Mahdi.
صاحب لائی ہوں تیرا چہلم کرنے آئی ہوں
عزیزم حسین عزیزم حسین قد خوبه که برای تو عشق میریزم حسین پناهم حسین نجاتم بده میدونی که روسیاهم حسین بهشتم حسین خواستم که مشق لیلی کنم نوشتم حسین رفیقم حسین نوشتم به روی انگشت رو رفیقم حسین
I walk from Najaf to Karbala on the day of Arba'in, the 40th day after your martyrdom. And to you, I would like to say, I left my heart in Karbala.
توی اونی که تو دنیا به داد من میرسی ازم دل خوری توی اونی که قیامت به درد من میخوری صدام کن صدا خودت میدونی چقدر خاطرت عزیزه برا
چقدر محشری، من رو سیاه درمون درم حرم میبری. عزیزم حسین،
and this is my artwork that I made. I made my artwork with pencil. I sketched it and then I traced over it with marker. When I colored in 40 flowers to represent 40 steps to Imam Hussein. When you walk to Imam Hussein, your steps lead you, and the flowers are when you step, the flowers come up and it leads to Imam Hussein.
My name is Sayed Aliman Naqvi. My artwork is about like 40 qualities that a good person should have, so they get closer to Imam Hussein. I got some cardboard, I created the stairs, then I glued some qualities and virtues on the stairs and I connected them to Imam Hussein's shrine.
Safa al-Haris. So the artwork I made was a model mosque. It reminded me of all the imams and the story of Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam helping an old man in the mosque when he didn't know how to do wuzu. I took a lot of trial and error to make some mistakes, some not, but in the end I ended up making it out of cardboard. Just took a lot of measuring, a lot of maths, and that's how I made it.
In Karbala, when Imam Hussein asked for help, no one said Labayk Ya Hussein. But today, in the 21st century, when the Imam of our time asks for help, we will all say Labayk Ya Mahdi.
So today we are at Rise Academy, and Rise Academy is one of the many Shia Islamic schools around the world. Shia Islamic schools are like gems in each community, and I hope and I pray that everyone in our communities values and understands the value of Islamic schools. Well, last week we talked about the Arba'een Rock. What happened last week is many Shia Islamic schools around the world had Arba'een walks in their own schools. And today we're going to show you a clip of many schools, many Shia schools around the world that completed the Arba'een walk in their school. From the United States to Canada to Africa to Asia. These schools are all part of a network called the World Islamic Summit on Education, also known as WISE. So why don't we go and check out these schools around the world and their students saying Labbaik Ya Hussein.
Inshallah, we can walk together with the presence of Imam of our time, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carrying the banner of Labbaik Ya Hussein, Labbaik Ya Mahdi.
That's what it means to truly say Labbaik Ya Hussein.
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
دلم شکسته
لبیک یا حسین
بچگی شد
لبیک یا حسین
غم غم خریدم
يا حسين يا محلى التجارة واليعوف سيدي
عمره خساره في قلبنا يا ملاذ الخائف فينا في قلبنا يا ملاذ الخائف فينا
It has been an honor to be a guest at your home for 12 nights in Muharram and Safar. Thank you for watching these episodes. Thank you for contributing to the episodes. Thank you for watching them, and thank you for being part of this program. This program was made for you. At a time that, due to the pandemic, we had to stay home, many of us couldn't go to the majalis of Imam Hussein. This was a small service to try to spread the message of Imam Hussein in your home. Did you know we have friends from more than 94 countries around the world who are watching these episodes? And that is a blessing of Allah. That's the blessing of Imam Hussein. That's the mu'jizah and miracle of Imam Hussein. That the name of Hussein is spread around the world. No matter what language you speak, no matter where you live, no matter how you look like, we have one thing in common: the love of Hussein. Hubbul Hussein. It's the love of Imam Hussein that unites us. So as long as we hold on to the love of Imam Hussein, we will be united. And we look forward to the day that the Imam of our time, the Hussein of our time, Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, returns. And he will bring unity and peace and justice to the world. We look forward to that beautiful day. We will miss you. I will miss you. And inshallah, we look for another opportunity to be with you again. If there were any shortcomings, please forgive us. We ask for your forgiveness. And with that being said, assalamu alaikum, my friends at home.
تو در هر طریق همراه ماست، خیال روی تو در هر طریق همراه ماست، برغم مدعیانی که من عشق کنند، جمال چهره تو حجت موجه ما نشینان خاک درگه ما،
اگر به زلف دراز تو دست ما نرسد، گناه بخت فریشانم دست کوته ما. سبحانك يا لا إله إلا أنت القوس القوس، خلصنا من النار يا
السلام على المرسلين وعلى